The Money Podcast with your hosts, Justin Harrison and David Bester. Money, 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 money. Let's talk about money.
Welcome back to another episode and the final episode of this season for the Money Podcast. So we have been talking about budgeting a lot, but there is one final thing we haven't really spoken about, and that's including your family within the process. So Justin, let's talk about budgeting one last time and then talk about the importance of actually having your family involved. Because we've talked about budgeting and we have explained that we actually use the envelope budgeting method, why we like it, but we have never really discussed the family and how it affects the family. So let's talk about family quickly and budgeting and how that ties together.
The two biggest sources of divorce today is infidelity, and secondly is money. Of course, we can't control whether our partner's going to cheat on us or not, but we can control money and we can control that side of things. So I think the most important thing for people to start doing around money is having open and honest discussions. There are so many relationships today where people aren't on the same page when it comes to money, and that's the start of the problem. People don't have the same money value system. This is something I've spoken about in the book that I wrote, Marriage and Money. It's a topic that we've often covered on our YouTube channel. And at the end of the day, it's as simple as really just having an honest discussion with your partner. And if your partner cannot get on the same page as you, well, then I'd argue you probably shouldn't be in that relationship to start with. And, you know, obviously it's not something that's going to always come easy. It's something you have to work at. It's something you have to make an inclusive process. You know, not everybody's going to be the same path in the journey at the same time. But ultimately, as a family, if you want financial freedom, if you want to be in control of your destiny financially, then everybody has to be on the same page and it has to be a team sport. The biggest problem I see with people budgeting in families is you've got one person that decides, we're going to spend less this month, we're going to focus on everything, we're going to pull in the belt, and the other partner is out spending time in the shops, spending money and just wasting all the disposable income. I mean, you and I have personally seen this one-on-one with people that we've mentored around money, where the one person is absolutely dedicated to making sure they change their financial future. And the stumbling block, the ball and chain, the anchor, is the partner who's not getting on board. And there is the problem.
And something I've noticed there as well is as soon as a person starts or wanting to change his habits and start budgeting, right, then the first thing is he closes the taps, and then the partner doesn't understand why. And then what they do is they go out and hide it from the other one and start spending, you know, taking some money here, taking some money there, and then they start spending. The other partner doesn't know about it. Eventually he finds out because, well, his budgeting process is not working. And then there's a lot of fighting going on. And that's something I've seen happening with basically almost everyone who doesn't include the family members.
Well, this is where I have to give some pink power. I've got to tell you, in most of those instances, by the way, where I've been involved in those discussions, it is the woman wanting to change the financial future of their family, and it is the men that are out spending the money. So this is a narrative that I think we need to talk about.
But why do you think that is?
I think in many senses in the home, women are far more practical than men. And I think also as men get to a certain age, they tend to loosen up around money a little bit, especially as we head towards our 40s, that midlife crisis starts coming into play. And I think there's a lot of aspects in the home, but generally speaking, women have a lot of responsibility in the home to keep the family unit together. And it's been my personal experience that it is the woman mostly who's trying to tighten the purse strings rather than the men. And the reason why I bring it up is because by default, you actually said when he wants to tighten up the budget. But actually, in most cases, it is she who wants to tighten up the budget. There are, of course, exceptions, and not every household is the same. But I think it comes down to this. I think ultimately women have a very important role in the home to play. They are at the center of every financial decision ultimately. And it is the exception rather than the norm where this is the other way around. But regardless of whether it is the man tightening the purse strings or the woman tightening the purse strings or both partners tightening the purse strings, this conversation has to extend beyond just the two people at the head of the family. It has to extend to the children. It has to extend to the extended family. It has to extend to friends. And so an example in our family years ago when I decided, you know, I'm going to be doing things differently, I had a discussion with my family members around Christmas. I felt that Christmas in particular was a time of excessive waste. And, you know, at the end of the day, it was for a very short period of time. And we would land up living through the pain of carrying that expense January, February, March, before you sort of came right again. And so we made this decision. Well, I implemented the idea that we shouldn't spend more than, at that time, 10 Rand per gift. Obviously, the budget has increased a bit thanks to inflation. But the point I'm trying to make is that is a conversation that went beyond just me and my partner. It went to our extended family. It went to brothers, uncles, aunts. And ultimately, you need the entire village together to make change. Because if you really are going to make true, deeply meaningful change in your family's financial future, it cannot just be at the hands of one or two people. Everybody has to participate in the sport.
Listen, I think a lot of men will be surprised. You know, when I started including my wife in the budgeting thing, I gave her the responsibility of recording all the expenses, you know, within the envelope budgeting system. And what I found was she felt empowered, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, I've seen it in my own personal relationships that I've had, and I've of course had a few interesting tales in terms of relationships, you know, in my second marriage at this point. So I think I've got a PhD in understanding a little bit of the psychology behind it. But in both instances, I've found that just being open, honest, and transparent about the goals, about the current limitations of money, all of those sort of things really help people understand, also alleviate stress, because, you know, if two people aren't having a conversation about the most dominant aspect of your life, I mean, it's a thing you wake up every single day of your life to do, is to go out that door and earn money, you know, come back through that door having earned some money. Everything is about money. You go to the shops, you spend money. It's about money. But oddly, it's like people are just not talking about it. It's like the ugly stepchild in the room that nobody wants to pay attention to.
I think it comes back to how you were brought up as well.
I think so, but I think we have a choice to change that narrative, and we have a chance to say, look, the buck stops here. We need to start being transparent in our families. We need to sit around the dining room table, put down the cell phones, disconnect from all the nonsense in the world, and have an internal discussion. What do we as a family want to achieve? Where do we want to go? What are the things we want to get? What are the things we want to purchase in our lives? What are the things that are important to us? And let's be open and honest and transparent and say money is the fuel that gets us there. So guys, let's become better at money. Let's figure this thing out. We're all going to sacrifice together, but we're all going to enjoy it together. And I think the most important thing that I've seen that it does in relationships, Darvi, is that it takes away stress. People think that budgeting is going to implement stress in people's lives, but it actually takes away stress, because all of a sudden, everybody's on the same page. There's nothing more frustrating than being in a relationship with a partner who is just overspending for no apparent reason, or being on the other end of that where the partner is constantly tightening the purse strings and you don't know why. I think having an open discussion allows you to just remove that stress off the table.
Yes, and I think you made a great point there about transparency, because something I've noticed as well when it comes to budgeting and when both parties actually see the numbers is that the numbers doesn't lie. The numbers actually paint the picture, you know. So if there's no money, both of them can see there's no money. You don't have to try and constrain your family members, because they can all see there is no money. And you don't have to justify anything. So both of them can see what's going on, and it alleviates stress, like you said.
And on a deeper level, I think, what is the message that we're passing on to our children, right? So when your kids see this level of transparency in the home, where children are made to be part of that conversation, simply rather than money and those problems being discussed behind closed doors, when you get children involved in the conversation, you're giving them a valuable life skill that will, you know, last for a lifetime. I mean, there's a particular lady in mind, and I won't mention her name because, you know, we obviously want to respect her privacy, but there's a lady who we worked very closely with over the course of last year, and they were having big money problems in their home, and she went to the family and said, look, this is where we're at. She got the kids around the table of all different ages, and within a month, the kids had started up little sideline businesses and started figuring out how to make their own pocket money, and came to this lady and said, you know what, we don't want you to have the stress of giving us pocket money anymore. We don't want you to have stress of doing this anymore. We want to participate and help you in the problem. So instead of kids being locked in the back room and, you know, the problem being completely separate to them, they got a chance to conceptualize the problem, understand the problem, and participate in the solution. And Darvi, there is nothing better that you can do for your children in the long term.
And as well, it's a lot more fun doing it that way, because all of a sudden now you've got someone to share it with. You don't have to sit with the burdens yourself, you know. If you've got stress, well, at least you've got someone to share that stress with, because they also share that pain with you. And if you have got success, let's assume you've got a lot of extra money, well, that's another, you've got someone to share it with as well.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it's that old adage of, would you rather be stranded on an island alone, or would you rather have your partner with you? That's the bottom line. And money is an island. It's an island we have to navigate. And I think people need to start having these open, honest discussions in their homes. And it's something I spoke about in the book that I wrote, Davi. I said, the problem with people going into relationships is that they are marrying people who don't have the same money value system as them. And by the time they start figuring that out, it's often too late. And it causes not only immense pressure, but it causes financial ruin. And so my honest advice to everybody is, try and figure out before you get married if the person got the same money value system as you. And if it's too late and you're already married, well, you've got to make some uncomfortable choices. Either you can get on the same page, or, well, you've got to take different buses. It's as simple as that.
No, 100%. So I think to sum this up, budgeting is obviously really important, but it's not effective if you don't include your family. So make sure you include your family, because, well, there's going to be more transparency, and you will find that it's going to be a lot more fun for you and the family members as well. And you will have a lot more success in the end of the day with budgeting.
You've been listening to The Money Podcast. To get access to our future episodes, please subscribe to our podcast via your podcast app, and be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Global Money Academy.